Hey guys, how are you all today? Happy holidays. It is your girl Queen T back with another episode of Raw Unfiltered. And this evening, I have, is after 5, right? Mm-hmm. It's like 4, so afternoon, late afternoon. Anyways, I have Shay here with me from Shay's Treats. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey Shay girl.
Hey.
Welcome to Raw Unfiltered.
Thank you.
So, we got some goodies here with us.
Yes.
Well, before we even get started, tell me, how long have you been? So, do you just bake or what? Tell the people, what do you do?
I make popcorn, stuff cheesecake apples, candy apples, pretzel rods. And I do cupcakes, but I'm not really good with the frosting yet. So, I just want to be honest. But I do cupcakes and, I'll make a cake, but the frosting part, I'm not.
So you gonna give them a cake without frosting?
I'll put the frosting on there, just don't have it for a party. You know what I'm saying? Eat it for y'all, for the house, but no, don't do it at no party.
So do you, like, do bookings, or you just do this for fun, for your friends, or, like, how does that?
I do bookings, and I do it for my friends, my family.
Okay.
And I do, like, little events. I do a lot of the bazaars.
Okay.
Right now,
okay.
I did, like 2 Christmas bazaars so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an event tomorrow.
Oh, okay, cool. What's your event tomorrow?
Down at Nate's Place. Ow. at 6:00.
Okay. So how long have you been baking?
Well, I've been baking for a long time, but I started doing like this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Around 2 years ago.
I wish y'all could see how good these apples look. I'm trying to talk for her and I keep saying that the apples, because I want one so bad. Okay, so tell me about this popcorn.
It's chocolate covered popcorn. It has a vanilla flavor to it. It has candy canes inside of it, but you
really?
Can't even see it because I use red. I don't know why I didn't use the white one.
Girl, I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought this was like hot Cheeto popcorn or something.
No. It's chocolate. It's chocolate.
I'm like, oh my god, it looks so good. I really,
yeah.
Oh god,
it's
okay.
Chocolate. And then these ones are stuffed cheesecake apples. I did Reese cup. I did white Reese cups, and then the milk. Just in case, you know,
right.
Anybody doesn't like the chocolate. And I usually do like a cherry one. You can put cherries on top. And I do strawberry, but I'm allergic to it, so I try not to dip and dab with the strawberries. But I did do
passing out stuff.
No,
can't have that.
I do chocolate covered strawberries as well too, but I try not to dip and dab in that.
Okay. Now, do you do this on your own? Do you have a partner?
On my own.
Oh, on your own. That's good. So, this looks really time-consuming.
A little bit. It all depends how big the party is. This right here only took me an hour, so.
Really? Because it looked like it's a whole lot. So, even just, not even considering the popcorn, just these two in particular, it just looked like it's a whole lot to it.
About an hour.
Okay. So tell me, what's your... Girl, listen. You see me, right? Like, I already called dibs on this one right here because soon as we finish and resolve it, it's late, okay? Now, what's your favorite thing to make?
I love making popcorn.
Popcorn.
I love making popcorn.
I want to taste that.
Yeah, you can have some.
I ain't going to do it on camera.
Oh, okay.
I might be, you know. But I am going to eat this one right here.
Okay.
That's going to happen. So, so how can the people find you, like...
They can hit me on Shay's Treats. I have a site too, a page for that.
Okay.
You can hit me on Shay's Treats. I think it's 0186.
Is that on Facebook?
Email.
Okay.
On gmail.com. And that's pretty much it.
I'll put that in the bio for the people who aren't watching us visually, so you guys can get her email just in case you want to reach out to her.
Please.
see, we promoting here, girl. Promoting. Now, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by this. Okay? Like, I want to eat this. We had technical difficulties, y'all.
Just
but it's, we good. Okay, is there anything on the business side?
Well, just go ahead and set it.
Right.
And go ahead and achieve it. And don't listen to people. Like, you know, some people will say, oh, that's already being done. How are you going to be different? At the end of the day, you're going to be different because of you. You know
right.
what I'm saying? If you love it and it's you know, something you do, you're passionate about it, it's going to come out, and, you know, people are going to support you, friends, family, mm-hmm. even people off the street. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? So,
now,
just
let me
go
ask
ahead
you,
and do it.
Ask you this, what you just made me think of something. There's a lot of people in the town who make desserts and make cakes and everything like that. Like, mm-hmm. what makes Shay's Treats different from all the other people who bake and make cookies or cupcakes or whatever it is that they, right. they tend to do?
I really don't know, except for I'm Shay, so you already know I'm extra.
Well, there it is. There it is.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, the other people making, you know, apples, popcorns, cake, cupcakes, and everything, but it
right.
ain't me.
Yeah, hello.
So,
okay.
Swing on through. Shay Street.
There it is. There it is. Okay, well, I mean, that makes you different. Because it's you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you cook at all? Like, make dinners? Or is it...
Oh, girl. Nope.
She can cook, though.
I can cook, but I'm not making no dinners. I'm not... Nope.
Have you ever thought about that one in a dinner?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What? Like, candy apple all together.
Yeah, if somebody can make the fish dinner for me, then just call me and I'll do that. But no, Shay's Treats not making no fish dinners and stuff.
So then it could be like Shay's Treats
only.
And more. Shay's Treats and food, or Shay's Foods and Treats.
Nope.
No? We ain't going for it. I'm going to work on it, y'all. The food look half as good as these cupcakes. I keep saying cupcakes.
These are apples.
Right. Yeah. Apples do then. You know, I can only imagine what the food preparation looks like.
Yeah.
So on that note, let's have some fun.
Have some fun.
Mm-hmm. So, really fun. Now, Shay's been a game team player since, you know, she walked in. And she said ain't nothing off limits.
No.
So, we're going to see what this is all about.
Yeah, let's see what's happening. Black man being broken.
Hmm.
What I feel about that?
How you feel about that?
Well, let's see. Needs to have a black queen in his corner.
Hello.
And once he have that black queen in his corner, she gonna lift him back up. If he's down and she's the right one, she's gonna help build him to make him feel that, okay, baby, you down right now, but we gonna get back up. And I say we, not him.
Oh, she gotta come back because I like her already.
I say we and not him, because if you are with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need to be
good
as
a team.
One. Yeah.
Right.
You are as one, so... You know,
now, do you think a lot of that stems from parenting, or do
no.
you feel like when they turn a certain age, it's up to that man to become a man? Because, you know, a lot of times it's in our community anyways, it's not always the mother and the father situation.
Right.
A lot of the times it's only the mother. And I feel like, well, I don't have any kids, so I can't really say that, but...
Hey, no kids.
But I feel like as a black woman, if I did have a son, I wouldn't know how to teach him how to be a man. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm asking. Do you feel like it should? I don't know. Because me personally, I don't feel like if I'm dating somebody, I don't think I will be okay with trying to make you become a man.
Because
I feel like you should be that coming in now, helping better you.
Yes.
I'm all for it. We can work together. But as far as babying you and holding your hand and walking you through,
no.
I don't think I can.
But for me, I don't think I would even get with somebody where I already see that you're not even in. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying? So going in, I need to see that this is a man, not a boy.
Right.
So
right.
for the ones that did go out here and get a boy and feel that they can turn him into a man and build him up and make them into the person they want, it's not going to happen.
You know, I definitely do agree. I do. I really do, because it's just like, I mean, especially for us two, like, we don't have any children. So it's not as easy. Like, say you had a child with somebody and you realize down the line, like, okay, this is really a boy. This is not a grown man. It's not somebody who's, you know, being older and doing what they need to do. So at that point, it's like, you don't want to just say, okay, forget you, I'm moving on. Because
right.
that's the mother or the father of your child. But it's like, I don't know.
I would think on that, I'm not about to stick around too long. If I see that you're not trying to mature, you're not trying to, you know, get yourself better, go out here and get a job,
right.
maybe get some education, I'm not going to do that. However, you know, having a child, I would want my, you know, baby father or whatever, father of the child, to get himself together. But if he's not, I want to keep my child
away
in it. Away from it. That's what I'm saying. I want to keep my child away from him. You know, you can visit. Go ahead and have a good time. And, you know, hopefully you got yourself together enough to be a parent.
So what do you think is the cut off of someone who, a man who is not really a man? Like, okay, you expect them, men are, by nature, they want to be the leaders, by, you know, want to be the providers and whatnot. But at what point do you think, like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do this because you're not for me? Well, not necessarily for me. Yeah, I guess you can say for me.
Yeah, if he's not protecting and providing. You got to protect and provide. If you can't do that,
What are we doing? What? Where was y'all at when I needed y'all?
This is true.
Where was y'all at?
Are you willing to listen, though, when your friends tell you? Because it could be that your friends see you going down the same path. Because if you're attracting those types, your friends know that it's the same type of person. Just a different person, just a different guy. So if you're not willing to listen to your friend, I'm not going to tell you. I done told you 8 times that he ain't nothing. So what I got to tell you?
I think I done found my therapist, y'all. Listen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need some help.
I'm going to be calling Shay for a little bit more than just treats now.
Okay.
Little more than just treats now. No, but I mean, I do get that. But, you know, it's sometimes not even, like, I've been there, but you'll get that situation where I have faith and I want him to be the person that I know he can be.
How do you know that?
Okay, so boom. Situation. I was dating a guy and at first, I think I must have fell in love with his potential. Okay. Because when we finally got comfortable and everything, you know, was going on, I realized that this black man, he was broken. And so I took it upon myself, like, I wanted to fix him. Mm-hmm. But you a man and I can't fix you.
Was he ready to be fixed?
Well, sure.
I'm going to have to say no because he ain't here.
This is
yeah, so he wasn't ready to be fixed. You have to, as a woman, you want to, you know, nurture and take care and uplift. Mm-hmm. But you got to know who to do that to. So if he, you know, he not willing. He could say stuff to you for you to know that he's ready to change and he's ready to, you know, get himself together. If he's still talking the same way.
Now, do you feel like if you met a person and you're like, okay, you know, I like where this is going, and you see the potential is where you want it to be. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you yourself can stay in that situation and try to, quote unquote, fix him?
How long I got to fix him? I mean,
so what's your cutoff on this fixing?
I think it would have to be on the person. If the person is showing that they want to be fixed, I'm willing to help you.
Right.
Now, if I'm with you for a year and you doing the same thing from that beginning of the year, you don't want to be fixed. Now, a person like me, I'm going to bring stuff to your attention so that you know you are not healed.
Right.
So with me telling you you're not healed, I'm going to give you a couple of months to try and, you know, get that settled in your soul to see, okay, you know, maybe she's not healed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I ain't.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, in that time, if you're not showing no progress or showing, like, you know, help me, babe. Like,
right.
Show me what I got to do. Help me be a better man. Not even a better man. Help me be better.
For you.
Yeah.
Right.
Show me what you need me to do or show me how this could be, you know, run smoothly or something. Now, in that time, and he ain't did that,
he got to go.
Yeah, he might just have to walk on out or something.
And you know what? I totally agree with what you're saying. I think right now where I'm at mentally, I'm tired of starting over.
Okay.
I'm tired of starting over, but then it's like, I got another part of me saying I'm going to keep starting over until I find somebody. Like, I don't know why I think people should just come to me already fixed, already ready, and ready to go.
Are you praying for that, though?
Girl, am I?
Yeah.
Make
sure you pray for that. And you don't want to settle because you don't want to start over. Why am I going to settle because I don't want to start over? People tend to say, I'll stick with what I know. I'm not sticking with somebody that punched me in my eyeball every day and go be with somebody over here because I know I'm going to get punched in the eyeball.
Right.
Now I'm going to go over here and be with somebody that's going to throw me down the stairs. Why would I do that? You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Don't stick with what you know. If you want to start over, go start over. Go out here and find them. And you may want to just relax yourself. Why do you got to go find him? If he wants you, he's going to get you.
Hello?
Relax.
What's the saying? Men, what? Oh, my God. Like, I can see it in my head, and I can't think of it. Men are hunters by nature or something like
Definitely.
That. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's a saying, something like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
I don't really know the saying.
I seen it on something. It was like, men are hunters by nature, and if they want you, they'll, like you just said, if they want you, they'll come get you. But I don't know. I see a lot of people. I was there, you know, at one point in time, too, who's like, okay, well, I'm going to make that person, I'm going to make sure that he, you know what I'm saying, go out there and do so. But like I said, a part of me says, what is that? A part of me says, I don't want to start over, but then it's like, I get frustrated to the point where you're a grown-ass man, and I'm not going to fix you, so now I'm going to start over. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, my options become so limited because I expect so much.
And why shouldn't you?
Exactly.
Sorry, my hair keep going. I'm a fan. I think I'm a little Beyonce. But why should you?
Girl, listen, so I think it's okay.
It is.
But when I explain this to someone that I'm talking to, they're like, oh, you bougie. Well, I guess I am.
And you bye-bye.
What
are you going to do?
Listen.
You say that to the right one, he not going to call you bougie. He going to say, this is my queen right here because that's what he looking for.
Girl.
So, you talking to the wrong ones. Just go ahead to somebody
else. Prayer song.
Y'all know.
Yeah. Y'all know nobody got my back.
My co-host is my cousin, and I love him dearly. But, Shay. But Shay, listen, she's gonna have to come back more for some time.
Oh, yeah,
to tell y'all. She's
back.
And listen, it's gonna have to be we're gonna do a girls edition just on some.
I'll swing through.
I don't drink, but you know, I might that day. Cause
no, you don't need to. You don't drink, I don't drink.
I don't. I'm a lightweight, but that's for another topic. Okay. Those type of guys, the ones that, oh yeah, you're bougie because you expect so much or whatever. It kind of makes me think, like, if you had a daughter, how would you expect for her to be treated? Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
And you even, you ain't even got to, like you said, you ain't even got to say the daughter. How do you want your mom to be treated?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but then it goes to the two. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you looking at your mom? Or do you even care about your mom? You know what I'm saying? Like, you want somebody that loves their mother because they, now that's the saying, I know. Where they say the guy treats his girl the way he treats his mom.
Well, you know.
Is that true?
I don't know about that. Because the only reason why I say that is because I've dated someone who was such a mama's boy that tarnished our relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, I think it's cool that you're close with your mom. Because I'm real close to my mom. My mom's like my best friend.
Okay.
But you a grown man and we're on a date. And your mom came and sat in the middle of us at the movies.
How old was you now?
22.
Oh.
23. She came, and when I told my mom was like, was she playing?
Yeah, what did you say?
No, because she sat there the whole time. I didn't even know she was meeting us.
So was it like the first date? Or like?
I mean, no, but still, why were you there?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so me and my mom both was together, so like, it would be cool if she came.
Right.
But she came and sat right in the middle of us. And I'm just like, well, this is
weird. A little tough.
Because I don't really want to date someone who's so obsessed with, not even, I feel like, I can't say so obsessed with their mom because that's just
speaking out of,
right, and I love my mom, anybody who know me know that I'll go to the end of the earth for her, so someone who's so, I'm trying to find the right thing to say without being disrespectful. You get where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't.
Maybe I would have just said, Miss, can I, whatever her name is, Miss such and such, can I sit next to my boyfriend?
Girl, listen, that was the start of it. And I'm like, it went over my head. I'm like, okay, she just being weird. But then it was little things that kept reflecting it. And I'm like, I said to myself, like, okay, if you don't back up from your mother, you're never going to get anywhere. And ultimately, that's what ruined our relationship. Amongst other things, but that was like the number one thing. Mm. And now it's weird to me because I'll see his mom and I'm just like, oh, hey, whatever, whatever. And she always want to bring up his new girlfriend.
Well, I want to tell her, I don't care about the new girlfriend. Listen. How about y'all go to a movie? So, see, with that, you're giving too much.
I'm trying to be respectful still. You know what I mean?
No. When she calls you, hey, girl, and I know that you're about to talk about the new girl, bye-bye. You hurry up and get on out. You're not about to tell me about the new girl.
I mean, not that I can't do with her. I don't want her son.
Yeah,
she knows that. He knows that. Everybody knows that. But I kind of feel bad for him because he's still so coddled by her.
Not one bit. Don't feel nothing about the next one. You get yourself in a relationship and you be happy. And y'all two go to the movies. Don't care about nobody else going to no movies. Y'all go to them. That's people's problem. Don't worry about nobody.
Yeah.
You worry about you. Don't worry about nobody. Worry about you, your new relationship. Be happy. Be content. And love him. Love his mama, too.
Girl.
Take her out to eat. Take her to the movies, but tell her she got to sit there.
She got to sit on the other side.
You can't sit. Or man, go on a double date. And let them sit over there, and y'all sit here together.
I don't know if I want to do a double date with the moms, though. You know?
Oh, it's fine.
I don't know what happened.
It stopped on your computer, so you have some issues.
Oh, we have an issue.
I guess so. That was sidebar. My bad, though. Everyone's still listening. We still rolling live, though. Just want to make up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know what? I think we do have time for another question.
Yeah, let's give me some blood, girl, because I was serious.
We got time for one more. I hope you don't get the one that we got last week.
What was that?
I forgot. What's the one of that?
That's gonna get me in trouble. Next question. Thank you. Get something funny. I don't want to be serious up here with the people. Because I'm not. I'm not serious at all. I'll just pick that one. I'm not serious at all. Everybody know me. I'm crazy. Okay. Open marriage, open relationship. Yeah, that's enough for me.
Yeah, that's enough for me too. That's
open relationship, open marriage. No. If you want to be with thousands of people, be with them by yourself. That's enough.
I don't know if this is going to get you in trouble.
But that's it.
Alright, well, we're going to put that over there.
Yeah, we're going on to the next one. Serious?
Very serious.
Give me something funny, girl. Give me a good topic. I need something. Give me something good, because I can't be serious.
For the people who can't see us, Shayden passed off 1, 2, 3, 4, five topics, okay?
I was already serious, and my personality is not really serious. You know, I like to have fun with the people.
I'm just trying not to get hurt and in trouble, y'all. So
yeah, I'm not trying to be no type for nothing.
We did this one last week.
Being black in a white space. I already know how I feel about that. Can I say something about Santa Claus while I'm on here?
Girl, let me tell you something.
Santa Claus is black.
This is true, okay? I do believe Santa Claus is black, but I want everybody to know. Because I'm black. I need everybody to know.
Bye!
This on a serious note. I done seen two black Santa Clauses with the kids taking pictures. I just feel that why nobody grew their beard out and dyed it gray for the kids? Y'all got these fake beards on here where the wig is like this, okay? And then you can't see the Santa Claus. And that's what's going on. And then you got this right here. You can't see Santa Claus. Yeah, the kids gonna, first of all, the kids are already gonna be like, this ain't even real. What's going on? Because he don't look real. So I need people, or even some men, please, could y'all grow y'all beards for next year so the kids can see a natural beard on the black Santa Claus, because these fake things is horrible. It really is. And I just don't feel that it's really not fair for the black kids. Y'all got them taking pictures and yo, it's all just over here.
Looking at their Christmas cards though.
Yeah. But then even your girlfriend or your wife is sitting over here with her lace front and all this stuff looking cute. She couldn't have took that off and glued it to you and dyed it gray. That bothers me. I was upset.
I pick one of those.
Butt hurt. think I'm 32. I don't even know what that means. You got hemorrhoids on this one.
Not hemorrhoids.
What? Oh, sending nudes?
Yeah.
What's behind it? Uh-huh. They want you to see what they got. But I'm going to tell you now, don't go out here sending notes because...
Which one did you pick?
Oh, I'll talk about all of them. Okay. I'll say it all.
Let's go ahead. All right, so the first one is... Well, you started with this one. Okay.
Sending notes. I don't think people should send notes only because you don't want them to resurface. You know what I'm saying? You don't need that. You don't need that problem. You know, when they got a new promotion at the job, they in there watching.
Not the job.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? They in there watching the TV. You pop on the screen. That is a problem. You're going to get demoted. So don't do that.
Get promoted.
You already got the promotion. You in here showing something. You don't put it on. Don't do that. Don't send that type of stuff. What if your kids see it? They can't see it. I never want to speak to her again. Miss Kelly, please don't bring her here. You know what I'm saying? Like, Daddy, I don't want to see Miss Kelly anymore. And then it's like, well, what did I do? The kids, you know, they're not going to say I seen her naked. So.
And not even that. People get spiteful. Like, let's just say you send news to your dude trying to spice it up and then y'all break up.
Yeah, see, yeah.
Or you want to break up with him, but he don't want to break up with you. And if you leave me, I'm going to leak your news type, like.
Well, the type of person I am, I'm going to leak it myself. If you tell me. You either stay with me right now or I'm going to leak it. Oh, boop, 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 boop.
Now what you going to do?
Yeah, I left.
Now what you going to do?
And I'm out there. I'm going to leave. You, that blackmail, you're not going to blackmail me because I'll let it out. If you tell me, do. So that ain't going to work for me. But everybody different, though. You know, some people get scared. Oh, my God, I got to stay with him. My boob's going to be out. Girl, take your boob out now and then leave him.
Don't get a full of Janet Jackson.
Yeah,
you'll be all right.
Girl, I got to get out of here. I'm not staying here with you.
Okay. Natural bodies or enhanced bodies?
Whatever you want to do, you know. I'm all for the enhancement. Natural. This is my natural. Don't want it. You see what I'm saying? So... You know, suck all this out, put it here, take some of that, tummy, whatever. You know, boobs is good and everything. So I guess it depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? If you're comfortable, like really comfortable in your skin, then you could be, you know,
I think a lot of guys are more attracted to enhanced bodies than they are natural bodies because they're so glorified these days. Like, you have to have no stomach, a big ass, and... a pretty face. Well, we'll erase the face because
you got big boobs and big butts and you like this, but your face like that.
Right.
So that's not gonna work out too well.
And I don't know. They want everyone to look like that. And then let's just say this girl go out and have 2-3 kids. She's not gonna look like that afterwards.
But it
is some
back.
Girls. It is some girls who would look like that. But I don't know, Terry. What you prefer, natural or enhanced?
Give me natural.
This is true. Natural?
I like natural, but I don't like all that fake shit. I'm not a fake person. I don't like give me the natural.
But y'all love the girls on Instagram.
That's not y'all.
With the big butts.
That's not y'all.
That clearly.
We like a good ass.
From her mama.
We like a good ass, but all that enhancement, that tummy tuck, and sometimes, first of all, the shit don't come out the right way all the time.
Because everybody want to go to Dr. Miami. Ain't that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he don't be doing what he need to do all the time.
But it can backfire, though. You can go, you'll do, you know, you went and got all this stuff and this and that. Now you just like, boom, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm looking at you like, gotta go. So now, you know, you wanted me to get all the stuff. You want me to look like them people on the Instagram and all that. Now I look like that. Now I'm looking at you. I don't want to be with you now.
And I think I deserve better.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, so,
and now I'm gone. Peace.
Yeah, you will have to, in order to get that surgery, I think everybody... You need to be, you know, good with yourself first. Because if you're doing the surgery for one, for likes and for other people, it ain't for you. You need to do it for yourself. If you really want to do it for you, like, don't be out here doing it for people. Don't do it.
Just be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
I done gained, like, 75 pounds.
Oh, no. We don't give numbers on here.
I really did. I gained so much weight. I used to be, like, this big.
Oh.
Dead ass. Bless you. I used to be this big. And now, I'm this big. And I'm just like, well.
Do you love yourself?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But, shit, sometimes I, you know, how I couldn't really fit through here. I didn't know, move shit up. You know, you gotta make adjustments sometimes. You have to make adjustments sometimes. Okay, so the last one for today. I think we answered this before, but it'll be good to get a female's point of view. Why are guys so butthurt when the tables turn? Basically stating, now when you pull them on them, why did they feel like the world is about to end?
I think boys feel like they can't be touched anyway, and they feel that a woman cannot do what they do. But at the end of the day, I feel we do it better.
Hello.
So, you know, you just want to watch out. Be careful. You know what I'm saying? So, be careful. Now, if you out here, you done cheated 7 times, and now I cheat 1 time. Now, gosh, she did.
You
know,
she did. You ready to go with the shotgun and shoot me? And that's that. And that's, all 7 times. I don't get it.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you got to have a girl that's willing to shoot, too. So you go ahead and do it if you want to. You know, so.
Because I mean, basically what she's saying, her gun is locked and loaded, and she ain't ready to let off. She's ready to let off. No, I do agree with you. I do feel like dudes can do X, Y, and Z, but as soon as you do X...
Oh, they done lost their mind. Listen, why did you do that? I can't believe... Listen, first of all, since you feel that you're the best, I learned from you.
And that's what they fail to realize.
Yeah, I learned from you. I seen you.
Sit and watch and how you move and how you maneuver, what you do and how you do it. But we just going to do it a little bit better.
Yeah, and we're going to keep that same smile. We're going to keep that same energy. With a guy, they tend to change. That energy change. They, you know, they fake trying to be like, oh, no, I'm on top of it. When girls, we already on top of it. But now we're going to be extra on top of it. So, you know, you got to focus.
And then that's when their feelings are hurt. And that's when they want to, they be acting like they going to die. Like, I
just want to say, go ahead.
Not go ahead.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Because you done did this to yourself.
The one thing that gets on my nerves is I feel like dudes cheat more than women. I don't care what nobody say. I strongly feel like dudes cheat more than women. And then when that woman finally does want to cheat back, then it's like his world is just like falling apart.
Because we cheat differently. A boy, he going to see a butt. And if the girl going to let him do it, she going to do it. He's going to do it. For a girl, you know, you're going to get to know him. You're going to try and get into his mind. Like, see if I really like him. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some people out here that are just going ahead and drop it. But for the women out here, they're going to take their time and see, is it worth the risk? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to do it at home. Yeah, he cheating, but, you know, I'm still with him. So, obviously, it's something there.
To make you say, right?
Yeah, so it's like, damn, you know, if I do go and cheat and I get caught, you know, is it worth it? So, you want to see, like, is it better over here? You know what I'm saying? Guys, they don't even give it time to see if it's better over here. Right. You know what I'm saying? We going to see, like, okay, let's say I get caught. Now I got to pay all the bills by myself. I got to find a babysitter because he was watching the baby. Can he watch the baby? You know what I'm saying? Or is he working too much? He out of town. So we're going to take our time before we cheat. Majority of us will take our time before we cheat. You know,
what I realized, and I actually just seen this on, I seen Offset do the same thing, which make me bring it up.
Oh, girl.
Dudes, their favorite line is, they favorite line is, I didn't love her, or I wasn't serious with her. It was just to that's, fuck.
Yeah.
It was just this. It was just that. They're trying to justify it, which doesn't make it any better.
This is correct.
And I just feel like, well, now I'm just talking to him, or now I'm just about to go fuck him. Then we can get back to our regular schedule program.
But so it's you not that. Stepped out. It ain't that. You're not just going to go talk. It's not a retaliation, usually, for a woman. I'm not about to go talk to him because you talk to somebody. It is, I want to hurt you.
Yeah,
I want to hurt you. You hurt me, now I need you to feel that. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to go get with somebody that's better. You're not about to just go out here and just the first Joe that come here, you know, so... Yeah, and that whole Cardi B thing. Well, he caught her, bruh. I would have said security. First of all, I'm not bruh. I'm wife. Because she got the ring. So, you know. Yeah, bruh. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Take me back, bruh.
Okay. First of all, I feel like all of that is just staged. Like, even if it really did happen, I just feel like all that shit is just staged. But,
her face was kind of sad, though, and mad. Like, it seemed like that was genuine. It seemed like that was real genuine when he came and she turned around like, this motherfucker. excuse me. But she turned around, like, you know, like, and so, yeah, you know, she had, and that could have been it, too. She had that face, like, what? And that could have been why he called her bruh, because she wasn't that wife right then. But at the end of the day, you're going to call me wife or Cardi, baby, honey, not bruh. Bruh.
Yeah, I get mad when, like, if I'm talking to a dude, he called me bruh, I instantly go off.
If he call you bruh, I, what? What is you talking? Like, you calling your boys girly? What, I mean, what you like, is it mixed up or something? Yeah, see, I don't do well with that. Yeah, bruh, no.
That's a whole nother topic for discussion. Shay, it was such a pleasure sitting here chopping it up with you.
Yeah, I have
Before
fun.
We leave, would you repeat your email for the people?
It's shaystreets0186. Mm-hmm. Oh, really big.
Any last words?
Everybody have a good time. Be safe. And Tay did this. You see what I'm saying? Hey, Tay. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And Bree too. You know, Bree got me here.
Well, shout out to Tay. Shout out to Bree. Thank y'all for getting the girl all glammed up.
Yes.
And bringing her to Raw Unfiltered. And you gotta come back.
Oh, I'm willing to come back.
We gotta have you back.
Also. I'm willing to. You know, the people want me back. Tell them you want me back. I'll come here. Oh, T did my shirt too. Thank you, T. yeah, if y'all want me back, I'll come back. Funny topics. You know, I don't want to be sad.
Listen, it's a variety.
Okay. When y'all do a comedy one, let me come for that.
We got you.
All the barrettes in the hair. Let me do that.
Not the barrettes.
Yeah, but all of them, look, come back for that.
All right, y'all. I'm about to go and eat this apple.
And popcorn, too.
Oh, yeah, and popcorn, too. So it was a pleasure. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Kyrie wasn't on his clapping.
No.
I really want to eat this.
Let me show the apples one more time before you dig.
This one is mine.
Well, that's fine, because this is the one that I want.
Don't even scroll that one. don't scroll that one, because this one mine. Y'all too much.
Can you take a picture and send it to me that I'm not in?
I already took a picture.
Oh, can you send it to me?
Oh, the apples?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, I took that before you even thought about it.
Can you send it to me? Don't. Fuck out of here. Send me the picture.
Okay.
Thank you. The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.